This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right. How about Jason in Oakland? We're talking out Jimmy Butler. Are you thumbs up, thumbs down on the deal? Jason, what do you think? Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm thumbs down.
Tell us why.
I'm thumbs down. I'm both thumbs down. Another thing I want to say, we didn't lose Poole. We lost Clay. We lost Wiggins. We lost Wiseman. We could have drafted one of the Ball brothers. Now, after all said and done, we got Jimmy Butler. So what does that say about our upper management?
Jason, what do you think?
The upper management is trash. They got to be trash. If we didn't lost all those players, didn't pay some players, now Kevin Durant don't want to come here because of Draymond Green and his antics. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Warriors fan, guys, but it's like I don't even really want to watch the game. I'm not watching tonight.
Jason,
because I feel like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like Wiggins is way better than Jimmy Butler. And another thing I want to say to you guys, if Kuminga was here and say we were 6 or 7 games over 500, would have they made that trade? That's what I wanted to ask you guys. If Kuminga wasn't hurt and we was like 6 or 7 or 8 games over 500 and Kuminga was averaging around 24, 25 a game and Wiggins, he's been playing his best basketball in the last 2 weeks, what is the GM thinking about? They made the trade because the Lakers made a trade, Dallas made a big trade, and Warriors feel like they're one of the top franchises, so they had to make a move, a splash too. That don't make no sense what they did. I'd rather win into the next season with the same squad we have now. And
Jason, turn him down. Turn him down. Jason, breathe, man, breathe. We got to get some other people in here,
and
we'd love to respond to that. You got some passion on this, and there's some takes in there that I think have some fairness. There's also some takes in there that I think are a little bit off.
It spicier sounds, than your spicy smash
definitely.
Burger.
Jason, it sounds to me like you're insinuating that you think Jonathan Kuminga is capable of averaging 24 a night and would be the lead dog in having the Warriors be the 5 seed right now. I think that's an erroneous take. I don't think we've seen anything like that from Jonathan Kuminga before.
Well, I'll answer his question. If he was averaging 24 or 25 a game and they were 7 games above 500, they would not have made this
right,
move.
But if I had 3 heads, would I be able to fit on this camera?
You'd be a 3-headed monster.
We'd
have to have 3 different Zoom cameras, one for each of your heads.
This is one thing, and I know I get painted often as this, he's always going to be for the vets, and he's always going to be a shill for the organization. I feel like there's a lot of people out there, and Jason, you might be one of them, who you just love young people no matter what the hell they show you, and you decide that they would be great if somebody would just let them. What do you mean they lost James Wiseman? He can't play. He just got traded again this morning. Do you even know that?
Oh, he did?
He's on the Raptors now.
I had no idea.
And he only has one Achilles tendon. So, like, yeah. James.
That sounded mean.
I'm sorry. We got to stop glorifying this. Now, if you want to say the Warriors messed up the pick, now we can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did. And the Jordan Poole thing is so layered. That's so layered to say that he and Klay Thompson, they lost Klay Thompson. Klay left, and he's not even really that great anymore.
And Klay wanted to leave.
Right.
I think Klay wanted to have a chance at a new destination. I do think that there's a couple different things in his call, and I appreciate the passion.
Absolutely.
The one thing, if Kuminga was averaging 25 and they were 7 above, of course they don't make this trade because Kuminga would then essentially be him, and you would be paying him $40 million next year, and you'd be a team that's probably a 3 or 4 seed.
Yeah,
so
you
wouldn't be needing to add a piece. And all the rest of it, I mean, James Wiseman was overdrafted, and I hope that his Achilles gets better and he's able to still have a career. Jordan Poole happened the way it happened. Klay wanted to go elsewhere. For me, you can't look back. You can only look forward. You and I have talked about this in terms of personal things, your life, my life. Things happen, and yeah, they happen, and you have to move forward. And the Warriors now have chosen to move forward with Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely, but the other side to that is to say, I have a hard time coupling all those things together and then saying the Warrior front office is trash. Are there some points to be made for some of those things? Yes. Some of them are also completely out of their hands. You're also talking about two totally different front offices when you rip things that have been going on for 5 years. The guy who's the general manager now wasn't the general manager when a lot of that stuff started to go down. So I think it's hard, whether you want to say something positive or negative, to be that much catch-all in the way that you want to approach it over the last 5 years. If you're frustrated with the situation that they're in and you think that they just made a bad deal, I think there's room for that argument. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. For me, they got to a spot where they absolutely had to make a deal. This is not the deal that I would have chosen. It was the only one that happened to be available.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't think it's a great deal, but I understand it.
I like what you said earlier about they had one move to make between now and, let's just say, the end of the Steph Curry era, which is now 2.5 years. And if you thought that this was the best move at the best time that you could make, then you make it. And that's the move that they made. And they made this move, and then Jimmy Butler signs for 2 years and $120 million or so. And so now you're married to Jimmy Butler. And we don't know if Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond will work on the court together. We don't know if it's going to be a piece that's actually going to elevate the franchise, but they seem to think so. So this is the one that they chose. They fired this bullet. They gave up a first-round pick. And really, Andrew Wiggins and not a lot else, because Dennis Schroeder was going to be gone, and Kyle Anderson was not a forever Warrior, and Lindy Waters, you know, you found him out of nowhere, and he played his way into a spot where now he's actually a commodity. So really it becomes Wiggins for Butler, and you took an affordable Andrew Wiggins, and you signed Jimmy Butler to an astronomical amount. If it doesn't work, then we can criticize, I think.
95.7 The Game's Twitter feed has a thought right now, and it is the question we're asking. It's a simple one. Are you in or out on this deal? Before we get that answer, though, from more of our callers, and the line right now is 888-957-9570. We'd love to hear from you on this. How would you answer that? Are you in or out on this?
I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in because I'm a Warrior fan, and they signed him to an extension. And what I told you yesterday, and really all week or all the time that Jimmy Butler was being thrown out, my thought was I'm not in based on the idea that Jimmy would come here and maybe player opt in or maybe not be here. If it was a 2-month rental, I'm out. The fact that they gave him 2 years of an extension, and they're basically saying, this is what we're going with, as a Warrior fan and as a fan of this regime, and I've been a fan for a lot longer than Joe Lacob's even been around, but what Joe has done with this team, and the fact that this tells me that you're not trading Steph, you're probably not trading Draymond, and now you've got Jimmy. So if it's going to be 2.5 years of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, and you can try to maneuver around that, I'm in.
Yeah. The only way I can answer it, I want to be in.
Yeah.
But I'm out. Because
I'm usually the out guy and you're the in guy. What the hell's going on?
Well, but I'm out with the understanding of why they did it. I don't know that there was ever going to be a better option.
Right.
But if you're asking me, do I think that this is a good fit? Do I think this is a good pairing? Do I think that Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler are going to extend any sort of run? I don't see it. I don't see it. And what I do see, though, is I see all kinds of potholes with regard to where this could go next with Jimmy Butler. He's done it everywhere he's gone. He's ended up becoming a problem. And now he's coming into a culture, and he's not used to this. He's coming into an established culture that's not his. I think this has been an under-discussed thing about this move. Jimmy Butler ran Miami. And when he went to Philadelphia, Joel Embiid is off the court enough to where he was like, I'm going to run Philadelphia. Then he tried to run Minnesota. You don't even get a chance to do that here. You can't come in here and try to own this locker room. You can't. Like, it's not a gettable thing. And I don't know how that's going to sit with Jimmy. I don't know how well he's going to accept that role.
I don't know Jimmy well enough to even speculate on how that will go. I look at a guy who, to me, was most concerned with getting paid. And I think the whole thing devolved and blew apart in Miami.
I agree with you.
Because he was not getting an extension. So now he comes here, and you know what, Jimmy? You're paid. You're getting $120 over the next two. You're getting the remainder of this year. You're no longer suspended, so now you're going to earn your money. Just go play basketball. And if you can't get along on the court with Steph and Draymond, then I would be stunned. Because everything we know about Jimmy Butler, the basketball player, is that he is a competitor, he's a closer, he is a great defender, he's ferocious. So I believe, now that he's been paid, that he's going to be able to fall in line, quote-unquote. And I don't necessarily think that he needs to be the alpha. I think he's done that because, I mean, it's we'll been see. A void. And, yeah, we will
yeah,
see.
No, I hope. Listen, yeah. I hope yeah. you're right. I hope you're right.
I hope I am, too.
I want to be in. But right now, this does not feel like I were where I would have put my chip for the remainder of Steph Curry's career. Let's go to Carlos in Mountain View. A lot of people want to weigh in. Let's talk to you. Carlos in Mountain View next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Carlos. Take it away.
Yeah, I agree with Dibs. I'm thumbs up on this one for the reason that it keeps the Warriors relevant and competitive this year. This team has been, Steve Kerr and the players have been kind of mediocre, had a mediocre season, so I appreciate the ownership and management group that I keep the team relevant. I've been a Warrior fan for a while, and it hasn't been the case in the 90s and 2000s. So this also gives Steph Curry a window in his window to get a championship.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, Carlos, thanks. I'm interested in this word relevant because I would argue that they're relevant this week because they got involved in the big story of the week. How long does the relevancy last? And I'm not saying, like, if they don't come out and win his first game, we're going to move on. Everybody's going to give this a minute. We're going to take a look at it. But as much as people go, oh, Jimmy Butler is a bigger name than Andrew Wiggins, that's true. But you're not going to be interested if it doesn't work. It's not going to feel relevant if they keep playing 500 basketball.
That's fair. But I do look at, you know, the rest of this year as kind of a test case where you're sitting here at, you're 25-25, which means you got 32 left and you've got one tonight. Jimmy Butler won't play. So after the break, you'll have 31 games of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, and you'll get to see if it works or not. And, you know, if you can get in the play-in and emerge and get a series, or you make it all the way to the playoffs and get a series, I do think we'll get a greater sense of whether or not this will work. And I also think that over the course of the final 30-plus games of the year, you'll at least get a chance to look at this team and figure out what you might need around it. And I still think you need a big, and Quentin Post is tall, but he's more of a, I mean, he's a true stretch five. He's not a rim protector. Yeah. He's not an interior force.
And I'm glad Looney stayed.
Yeah,
like that's
agreed.
That's one thing that's kind of nice
about
this.
And GP too, I would say as well.
So on the defensive side, those things are really important. I don't know if either of them, right now, I would predict that neither of them will play on this team next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Warriors are going to have any room to sign those guys, unless they're really willing to go flying into the second apron again. 888-957-9570. How about Shark in San Leandro? Hey, Shark, thanks for the call. What's up?
Absolutely, man. Thank you guys for having me on. Huge fan of you guys. I'm so excited. I'm just glad we were able to shake some things up. I don't know how you guys feel. I was hearing some pushback, but you got to remember one thing. Steph Curry's got a timeline himself, and I don't feel like we've been able to sell out for him. I don't feel like we pushed all our chips on the table for him, and this is not the best move. I agree with that, but it's a move, and we're sitting in the middle of the pack. It's time to make that move, but appreciate y'all.
Shark, thank you.
Thank you
for the call. Yeah, I like he says he loves it. I say I don't, but I actually think the opinions are pretty similar. That's why I say I understand it. At least it's a move.
Yep.
They had to make a move. Those things are all true. It's not the perfect move, but I always look, whenever people do things, I look at the motivations behind it. Everybody has said this all day. Nobody thinks Jimmy Butler wants to be here. Jimmy just wants a contract. And nobody thinks the Warriors are dying to have Jimmy Butler here. They just need a move. They need a star. So those things don't mean that it can't work, but I'd argue they are not the best setting for the start of your big move. It's just kind of it's a need out of, necessity rather than desire.
I get that. It's kind of like when you have a house that you are occupying and you can't make rent, and so you need to get a roommate. You don't want a roommate, but you've got an extra bedroom, and you know somebody who needs a bedroom, and so you call that person and say, hey, I know you need a place to live, and I don't really want a roommate, but I need somebody to help me with the rent. Come on in, and either they help with the dishes and they help with the laundry, or they make a mess and they're a terrible roommate. You don't really know until it all happens. And so that's kind of this situation. Jimmy Butler needed a place to go where he could get paid. The Warriors needed somebody to come in and jumpstart this team and get them from this moribund 500 mediocrity into a spot where maybe they're better, but at least they're more exciting. So I'm here to see if it actually can happen.
Let's go to Eric in Pacifica next up. Hi, Eric. We appreciate your call.
What's good, man? Thanks for having me, guys. I don't usually call radio stations, but this one's been weighing on me. You know, I'm just as underwhelmed about this trade as the next guy. But after, you know, listening to the shows today, it's like, what more did you got? What else could we have done? you guys want to just stick with the same thing we've been doing. The whole thing has been get Steph help, and it's like we had to do something. You know, the KD thing fell off. We had to get someone that would move the needle, and I don't think that a BI or a Levine would have done that. So, you know, it's not the move it's not the most glamorous move we were all looking for, but it's like at this point, I just have to trust it, right? Another thing I want to touch on, I'm sorry, is the whole, a lot of people are talking down on Dunleavy, and I'm not one to defend him, but it's like Bob Myers, it's not like he got fired, you know, he was leaving a ship that was sinking, and I think he knew that, you know, it was a hard position for any GM to jump into, and you know, I don't know how anyone could have made this look easy, so.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's a good phone call. I mean, here's what I would add. As I've sat here and kind of been skeptical about this deal, we haven't necessarily compared it to the idea of doing nothing. I do think it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's just not the deal I hoped that they would make. But I'm with Eric. I think I would be even more skeptical today if they had done nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, we all wanted it to be Kevin Durant, but when you couldn't get Kevin Durant, what did you want them to do? Like, would you rather, when the Durant thing fell apart, would you rather have them do nothing or do this?
I mean, at that point, that's the only thing that's there. So, yeah, I'd rather this over nothing, but... you know, other opportunities that had been there over the last year, or who knows what might have come this summer. But I also get it. The timing is just not there. Steph doesn't have time to wait another year to see if there's a deal out there.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.